Charlie and the War Against the Grannies. Written and read by Alan Bro.
That's me.
You're probably thinking, Charlie Duncan can't be an orphan. He has parents. He was just about to ask them a really important question he'd wanted to ask them for ages. If he's really an orphan, he won't be able to ask his parents anything because he won't have any parents because orphans don't have parents. The main thing orphans do not have is parents. Is Charlie Duncan a liar? Is he crazy? Is he a crazy liar? I am not a liar. I am not crazy. I am not a crazy liar. I really am an orphan. I am a special kind of orphan. The kind of orphan that does have parents. I am a digital orphan. What is a digital orphan? A digital orphan is a kid who is completely ignored by his parents because they are always on their iPhones. My parents are so interested in their iPhones, they have lost all interest in me. They take so little notice of me, I might as well not have parents. That is why I am a digital orphan. My parents don't talk to me. They're too busy chatting online. My parents don't look at me. They're too busy looking at YouTube. My parents don't love me. They can only like things now. If I wanted to talk to either of my parents, I would probably need to leave them a message on Facebook. I am not on Facebook. My parents and I haven't spoken for about 3 years, since I was 8. It was really very super weird to begin with. Now I'm used to it. I suppose. The difference between regular orphans and digital orphans. Regular orphans, no parents. Digital orphans, parents. Regular orphans often are rich. Digital orphans have $7.80 in their savings account. Regular orphans often have magical powers. Digital orphans, no one card trick. Regular orphans often have an evil relative trying to kill them. Digital orphans, their Aunt Marge once vomited on them. Regular orphans feature in musicals. Digital orphans never do piano practice. Regular orphans are plucky and resourceful. Digital orphans are plucky and resourceful. I used to love going to the zoo with Mum and Dad. We always ran straight through the gate and over to the meerkat enclosure. Sometimes we spent the whole visit just watching the meerkats. The day after Mum and Dad got their iPhones, I ran through the gate straight over to the meerkats while Mum and Dad sat down and immediately started checking their phones. Mum! Dad! Come and see the meerkats! Mum looked up and smiled at me. When she smiled, her cheeks lit up, like two suns rising on either side of her nose. Of course I'll come and see the meerkats, Mum said. Dad also looked up and smiled. I wonder how you say fart in meerkat. They put their phones away and came to see the meerkats. A few weeks later, we were at the zoo again. Mum and Dad were sitting down checking their iPhones. Mum! Dad! Quick! Come and see! A peacock is chasing the baby elephant! Just wait a minute, I'm watching something, said Mum, and she kept staring at her iPhone. So am I, said Dad. Mum and Dad stayed sitting where they were. Next time I went to the zoo, I went by myself. Mum and Dad were at home, checking their iPhones. After that, I stopped going to the zoo. I thought my parents would lose interest in their iPhones. I thought it was just a phase.